your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set. Cocked. Locked. Blissed. I am. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast at Genesis. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us today. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you. Good morning. I know. It's been a long week, man.
Yeah. Well, you're not kidding. Rick, I was on the air yesterday afternoon with John Stadtmiller on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we spent an hour together talking about a police chief, a constitutional police chief from Jemez, New Mexico, who attended a constitutional sheriffs and peace officers convention. I was there, met him, and we spent some time together. And he was harassed by TSA. And he was targeted as a person of interest, a suspect. This guy's a handsome young man. There's a post on the website, number one post at USAPrepares.com. So he goes back after the Friday convention, a one-day convention, goes back to his police department. And on Tuesday, he's told that he's on. First, they said he was fired. Now he's on administrative leave. They're backing down, but he was told to disband his entire department of volunteers and part-time employees, 10 of them. He was ordered to disband them by his sheriff and of the county. And no one really knows even if the sheriff Wood has the authority to do that. But what's happening is this young man, with 15 years of peace officer experience, is being singled out and being persecuted for signing a document that says he will uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. That's what he swore that he would do on paper, reaffirming his oral oath, and he got the order to disband his police department because of that. So tonight, Rick, tonight there's a hearing in the county in New Mexico to see if they are going to jail him, if they are going to arrest him, or they are going to fire him, or whether they're going to leave him alone. So is that unbelievable, Rick? The police are absolutely out of control.
Recent similar experiences here. Yeah, I can believe it. It's the beginning of what everybody knew was going to happen.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Let me, class, I'd like to give you this phone number. This is the sheriff who is putting the pressure on our instructor. Our instructor is Shane Harger, USAPrepares.com instructor Shane Harger. He's been on other broadcasts, and we're getting his attention known far and wide. So Shane Harger, Police Chief, Jemez Springs, New Mexico. That's J-E-M-E-Z. Now, the number to call to tell the sheriff whatever you think about the situation, I've been broadcasting for several days, 505-867-7526. 505-867-7526. The sheriff's name is Sheriff Wood. And he's the guy responsible for putting our instructor, USAPrepares.com instructor Shane Harger, on administrative leave and ordering him to disband his police department of volunteers. Now, you know I don't like the police, right? You know that my whole class knows it. I'm not crazy about the police. They don't do much good for me. As a matter of fact, I told my sheriff to stay off my property. And I said that publicly. They showed up at my house at midnight, and I called them up and said, you know, stay off my property. It's private property. You're not welcome here. And there are a lot of reasons. He hasn't done any good for me. I've called him about a theft, and you know, I had to provide him all the information. I had to do all the research, and basically his efforts were useless to me and worthless to me. So I don't need that sheriff helping me, and that's my sheriff in Missouri. Bottom line is this young sheriff is a constitutional, I'm sorry, this young police chief is a constitutional police chief, the kind of man that you would want to call if you had a problem. Believe it or not, yeah, he is that kind of guy. So he's on our side. So we don't want him fired. We don't want him fired. We want him to stay exactly where he is, protecting and serving. So the sheriff to call who wants him out is Sheriff Wood, 505-867-7526. Let me tell you how far we've taken this. We've communicated this information with the BBC, CNN. I was on the phone with James Wesley Rawls last night. And this is going to be on Survival Blog. The article that I wrote, which is the same article as on the top of page one, usapreparers.com. Page one. That article is circulating far and wide, internationally. Now, James Wesley Rawls has a viewership of 320,000 visits per week. Okay, and I was on the phone with him, and he said, "Yep, Vinny, I will put it on the website and give it some visibility." So there's another USAPrepares.com instructor, James Wesley Rawls, who's coming to the assistance of other USAPrepares.com instructors. Thank you so much, James Wesley Rawls, really. And he said he'll be on, his schedule's going to free up, so he'll be on the air with us in the latter part of this year. So, Rick, you had an encounter where someone stuck a pistol at you, right?
Yeah. It happened last week. And what has emerged from all of this is a deeper understanding of what personal responsibility means. Let me tell you what happened. There's a guy that lives next door to my office manager, and I take her to and from work every day. I pick her up and then take her home. And this guy has, for whatever reason, coveted her thing and has tried to harass her in a manner that would have her decide didn't want to live there anymore so he could take over her site in this area. And it's run by a slumlord, which it turns out I have some other recourses of possibly suing him as an owner of the property and not taking care of things. Well, anyway, a couple of months back, he, for whatever reason, was upset at her, and he turned her power out from the outside somewhere around 2 in the morning. She had no heat. She woke up cold and afraid and didn't know what to do. So I went over to check the J-Box and turn on the power. As I was reaching up to do that, this man hit me from behind, knocked me down, immediately turned on her power, and said I assaulted him to my face. I laughed at him and called the police. The police came out. They took my statement. I said, as long as you go and do what you're best at doing, trying to, wouldn't press charges. Well, it has continued where a few nights ago, he cut her cable going into her TV, and she had no cable, and I had to call the cable company to come out and repair this thing that had broken. So when I picked her up 2 days later, we had a large wind. It had knocked a tree down. Believe it or not, we had that kind of a wind. And it was blocking the exit driveway, which is a communal driveway that's shared by several different people. And as I was pulling the tree out, the guy came out screaming at me about putting the logs on his side of the driveway. I was dragging these big logs that were unable to pick them up, so I was just dragging them. And I decided I'd had enough of this guy, and I challenged him to hit me in the face. He did, just like that. And it was okay. I have a black eye, no big deal. I was prepared to take a blow to stop this nonsense, and because he can't hurt me. Well, when I pulled my phone out to call the police, he pulled a pistol and held it within 3 inches of my face. Now, I got really angry, but I chose not to disarm him. I just walked away and called the police about it. The police were too busy. Now, let me tell you what's going on that's different than your New Mexico. In my state, they make a distinction between city and county. And if it happens in the county, the city's not interested. If it happens in the county, I mean in the city, the sheriff's not involved. I live in the city, and this happened less than a quarter of a mile in the county. So the sheriff has no budgets this year, and so there's a big political thing of we can't get to certain things because we need budgets. Now, what this is a way to try to scare the community into allocating more budget monies toward their needs. The city is flush. The county is broke. Now, with that said, I told them the guy pulled a pistol on me. There were witnesses. We have it on film. I have a picture of my face. It's a big black eye shiner, even today. And this man hasn't been spoken to by anybody. I filed a police report. They said that they were going to cancel my report because it was being integrated into a larger composite and that there would be someone out to speak with me. Now, this happened on Friday. It's now Thursday. I haven't heard a thing from anybody. And what is going to happen, what happened is I saw some local police in the street down, because I live in an end of dead end street, and I engaged, we'll pick this up after you're
Class Rick Miller, assaulted and battered. USAPrepares.com senior instructor. I'm furious. Absolutely furious. Rick, let me know the numbers to post, and we'll make sure that we get worldwide attention on this.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, class, I've got to tell you, I'm absolutely furious about the assault and battery of Dr. Richard Allen Miller. It makes me angry. And it also makes me angry that the sheriff is not doing anything about it. And that's the kind of experience, Rick, that I've had with our sheriff. I had a guy outside the farm right by the barn, which is about a third of a mile from the farmhouse. And the barn is near the road, and one of our neighbors called and said, hey, there's a guy, it was late at night on a Friday night, I believe. There's a guy, his truck is parked right next to your barn in the dip where you can't, a low spot in the road where you can't see him. And he's there, and he's been there for a while, and he's right next to your barn. And so I called the sheriff's office to say, hey, there's a guy right by my barn. I really don't want to get involved in a gunfight tonight, so why don't you guys check it out? And they said, yeah, there's a deputy's right on the other road, right next road over. I said, okay. And a half hour later, I called him and, hey, what's going on? Well, he's right on the next road over. An hour and a half later, he finally shows up and he says, I'm so sorry. I was on the other side of the county. So with actions like that, poor responses, I may have to run for sheriff. And I talked to a guy last night, Rick, and I'm not kidding. I talked to a guy last night who is an elected representative in Springfield, Missouri. And we're trying to find out if I can still have the radio broadcast as well as be the county sheriff. And we got to stop this spiraling out of control of a thugocracy that we have in irresponsible government.
Well, let me tell you what actually happened. I went and engaged to city police then, asking what my rights would be and what would be constituted as self-defense. And because I've never been in a fight outside of a ring. I'm a physicist. I'm lettered. I don't fight. And I use anger as a tool. And so this rookie was sincere. He was empathic. He started to honestly respond to me. When the older teacher or older jaded police said, it's none of our business, he started to do hard nose on me. And the rookie shut his mouth, got in the car. And what I realized at that moment was, Roger just died. And his song, that one of the most important songs that he ever wrote, that was later sung by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, was Teach Your Children Well. And the bottom line was that young rookie who was trying and empathic and possibly in law enforcement to do the right thing will be taught, just like that child that was watching his father pull a pistol on me, get away with it. Now, it is across the board, and now it comes down to walking the talk. And I'm not there to teach that child that his father's wrong. But I was assaulted. I'm 70 years old. I'm a senior citizen. If that had been in the city, there would have been six cop cars, and that kid that hit me in his 40s would have been hauled off to jail. As it was, he held a pistol at my forehead less than 3 inches and said, I'm going to kill you. And I, unfortunately, got angry, and I said, I dare you. Now, there were witnesses on this thing, and I could have been shot right then, because this guy is out of control, and he's teaching his child how to be a pedophile, just like it all does. And the rookie cop is the same way. He went in like a child trying to do intentionality being the right thing, and yet the system has failed him in teaching him the wrong lessons for being law enforcement. It's supposed to be serve and protect. I don't feel served or protected.
No, of course not, Rick. Let me tell you a story. You've been to Ziggy's with us, and you've been to the meetups, and you've been to Ziggy's, you know, when we don't have a meetup, and just having a meal, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner with us.
Why, yeah.
In Springfield, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And there was when USAPrepares.com has a meetup there, there are a lot of ladies and gentlemen who are armed. Some are armed concealed, some are armed open carry. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a very short story about what happened one time when we were not at Ziggy's. What happened to Ziggy's when we, USAPrepares.com, was not there, armed. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, you know that we have a meetup once a week. Currently, it's on Mondays, but it used to be on Friday nights. And maybe a year and a half ago or so, there was a holiday. I believe it was Thanksgiving, but I'm not sure. And the meetup class, I run it as a libertarian, and I let them decide a lot of the things that we do. I'm not a dictator in this environment. And so I said, well, what should we do about this weekend meetup? There's a holiday coming up, and we decided that family time was important, so we skipped the meetup that one day and came back the next week. And one of our students, who's a regular customer of Ziggy's, said, did you hear what happened when you guys weren't here? And I said, what? And he said, well, this thug came in, and there's a bar there, so you can sit in front of these TVs and eat at the bar. You don't have to drink at the bar. It's about eight seats, and you can have your dinner or lunch or even breakfast at the bar, sitting on a bar stool. And this thug came in and grabbed one of our students and threw him off the bar stool. And this guy's a handicapped guy. He really is. He's got physical handicaps, and it's like picking on the smallest guy in class. The biggest guy picking on the smallest guy in class. And I was outraged when I heard this. And And the reason I'm bringing this up is because had we been there, there would have been guns everywhere. And this never would have happened. It never would have happened. Not that we're thugs. We just are prepared to defend ourselves. And Rick, I got to tell you, if someone put a gun at my face, I would have considered that a deadly threat. And I am certain what my reaction would have been.
Here's the deal. It was a deadly threat. I wasn't armed. And there were witnesses. And the police have not yet responded. Now, I asked the rookie, what were my rights? Could I have defended myself, disarmed him, whatever? And the hard-nosed city cop that was teaching the rookie said, because if you went back and knowing that this was a potentially dangerous situation, that I would not be able to claim self-defense. He said that to me. And further,
what?
He said, that even includes going back to your own home. If you know there's something wrong around your home and you go back to your home, you cannot claim self-defense. Now, what do you think of that, Vincent?
Rick, in Missouri, if someone invades your home and you feel that your life is threatened.
Well, inside your home is different.
Inside your home. Well, I'm just telling you, inside your home, you have the right to defend yourself, including the use of deadly force if you feel that your life. Seriously, I mean, I'm not talking about an imaginary threat where there's a guy 40 feet away from you. But if there's a guy close enough to injure you or kill you, injure you seriously, you can discharge. Okay? Now, if you're on your property and the same thing happens outside your home and you are threatened, seriously, you know, someone close enough to do damage, you can discharge. If you are at a restaurant.
He said you cannot. Now, whether or not he's telling me the truth, that's what the rookie just learned.
Well, all right. Well, let me tell you how much these rookies know. Ultimately, when that sheriff's deputy showed up at my house after an hour and a half, I explained the situation. I said, look, there is a guy outside my barn. I did not go out there. I don't know if he was burglarizing the barn. I don't know if he was stealing. I don't even know who he was, and I don't know how many. That's why I called you guys. And the deputy said, well, why don't you just go shoot him? Now, that's bad advice, because you just can't, even if a guy is hot wiring my tractor in the barn and he's driving away and he's still on my property and he's driving away with my tractor, stealing my tractor, I can't just start shooting. You can't protect property that way. But what you can do, if he's trying to run me over with my tractor and he's, you know, close enough where I can't get out of the way, absolutely I can discharge. The point is, Rick, these deputies may not know. And so this deputy, had I followed his explicit advice and gone out there and shot this guy who was by my barn, I would be in jail for murder.
Yeah, there's something wrong with all of our society, and the way I'm going to put it is that I've now realized I'm not going to be able to change things. What I can do is change myself, and like Pete Seeger wrote the words, and teach my children well, because they key off of us. They watch what we do and then integrate that with their mother and their father, so they have a complex of two different people in the way they will handle problems. And that is, at this juncture, I'm not going to be able to change this world. I'm too old. I'm too tired. I've got other things that are important for me to do at this point. And so what I'm going to do is try to walk my talk. I'm not going to criticize the sheriff's department until Monday of next week to see if they, at some point, get back to me. I think they will. I would hope that they will. I can empathize that they don't have the budgets to be able to send everyone around If that had been spousal abuse, where he had beaten up a woman instead of an old man, they probably would have had a sheriff's car out there that day. Probably.
I'll tell you what, Rick, I don't know about that, but I'll tell you what, if it was a bank robbery, they'd be there. If it was to protect corporate interests, they would be there. They'd be there, Johnny, on the spot. However,
yeah, it's about money. It's about money and the purpose of money and the control of it. And that's why the thing goes back and forth between the sheriff and the city. And they're at rivals, and that's why I say we have two law enforcements. And if you're living in the county, you're SOL. It's not you're not in a position to be able to actually really do anything. It's
Rick, let me share a letter with you.
I haven't had a gun pointed at me in 40 years.
Yeah. Rick, let me read a letter. You're talking about teaching the children well. I believe that right now there's a sixth grade class that's listening to us. And I got a letter from a teacher. And it's great. It's from Grace Thorne. And she sent me an envelope filled with letters for you, for Dr. Norman Shealy, and for Sam Bushman. And Sam Bushman taught the children, the sixth grade class, what it's like to be blind. Absolutely great, great broadcast, because he is blind. And a lot of us don't appreciate how tough that is. But he was on the air for 2 hours, and Grace Thorne's class, the same class that you teach, asked him all the questions about being blind. And they asked Dr. Shealy all the questions that they had for him, and just like they do for you. So here's a letter from an email I got from Grace Thorne, the teacher of the sixth grade class in Ryan, Oklahoma. It says, "Good morning, Vincent." I received this last night, by the way. "Thank you for reading the class letter to Dr. Shealy yesterday. The children will love hearing what you said. I'll play it for them first thing this morning. They asked me the other day if I thought that anyone read their letter, and I said that I don't know, but I know someone does. But when you read it on the air, thousands of people hear it, and maybe, just maybe, it might inspire someone else to write." And I'm going to read that letter that I read yesterday, so you'll hear that. "You never know when you'll strike a chord with someone. A couple days ago, Cammie," she's one of the students, "asked me if her bottled water was good. I told her I could make it better, so she let me put a couple pinches of baking soda in it. I promised her she wouldn't taste it. She remembered something that Dr. Miller had said about water and putting baking soda or lemon in it. Samantha says she always puts lemon in her water, even though they may not understand why it's important to do that. They do know that it's important. Dr. Miller talked the other day on some show about his grandson watching him and doing what he did, and I know how true that is. What you do in front of children is so much more important than what you say to them. They are so intuitive, and they can spot a phony person. So I try to be very careful what I say to them. I believe that's why they like you so much. We'll be listening to you and Dr. Miller today. Have a great day. Stay safe. Grace." So that's the letter or email from Grace Thorne. And let me read you the letter that Grace Thorne's class wrote to their congressman. You won't believe this. Okay, here it is. "Dear sir, we are the sixth grade class in Ryan, Oklahoma. We listen to a famous scientist, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, each Thursday on Vincent Finelli's radio program. We know that all the nuclear reactors in the United States are old and probably all leaking. Do you people in Washington not know what's going on, or do you not care? We never hear anything in the news of anyone trying to fix this problem. We also know that they're planning to build new plants to replace the old ones. If an accident happened in the U.S., like the one in Japan, do you think you and your family would be safe? This class believes we represent most of the children our age in the United States. We believe that our money should not be spent on building nuclear power plants, but should be spent on safer energy sources, maybe wind or solar. We won't even mention chemtrails or GMOs. Isn't our government supposed to serve and protect us? Do you think you're doing a very good job? We don't. We can't vote, but someday we will. and it's signed by the entire class.
That's a powerful letter. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah, and that's written by our sixth grade class. And when I say ours, I mean yours, mine, Dr. Shuley's, Sam Bushman's, Grace Thorne's, and Ryan, Oklahoma. Wow. Wow. A sixth grade class put that together. It's succinct, it's brilliant, it's pointed, and they don't even think Congress gets it. They don't believe their government, our government, is protecting their interests. Can you imagine that? We can all learn a lot from the sixth graders at Ryan, Oklahoma Public Schools. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, richardallenmiller.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Flash.
Oh, God, you're... Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, I've got a couple real short, one-sentence pieces of letters I'd like to read to you from the class about what their reaction to what they hear on this broadcast, what their reactions are. And one of them says, it's from a sixth-grade class, I loved your hobby, Dr. Miller. I hope to see you guys one day. Isn't that nice? I mentioned to them that I would try to get out to Ryan, Oklahoma someday and say hello to the class.
That would be fun. That would be wonderful to actually meet some of these kids. Actually, it would be very neat.
And another one says, Dr. Miller told us a lot about chemtrails in Fukushima. Dr. Miller, you know what's cool about Dr. Miller? Because he wrote the X-Files and he knows about chemtrails. He's the only scientist I know, so he must be really smart. And I love the X-Files. I learned a lot from Dr. Miller, making the X-Files. Thank you for making the X-Files. And about drinking Coke, that would be the soda drink, that is really bad for you. And I really don't need to drink it anymore.
Good.
Yeah, right. Right. And another one says, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I like him because he's funny. And I like the way he answers questions. So that's just a quick little synopsis of some of the letters that I've received from our students. Rick, I was flying from Salt Lake City a couple days ago to Springfield, Missouri, cruising altitude probably 32 to 35,000 feet. The captain didn't tell us exactly. So I looked out the window, and I saw chemtrails above the clouds. And here's what I saw. Literally, there was this blanket for hundreds of miles of grayish clouds. You know, I've seen clouds when it's about ready to rain, they're gray. These clouds were gray at the top. They were really, really thick clouds. And they went, they spanned hundreds of miles as far as I could see, forward, backward, and out, you know, to the left and the right. Above the clouds were chemtrails. So I had my camera phone and I was snapping pictures, and I hope to put them on the website if I get some time. Rick, these chemtrails are absolutely real. These are not figments of our imagination. These are, I've seen them sprayed below the clouds, and now I saw them from, you know, 30,000 feet, and these chemtrails are above the clouds.
You know, I think it's the only thing right now, other than the sun, that is actually causing more climatic changes in our environment than any other thing other than the sun. And, you know, in Oregon, where I live right now, we normally, at this time of year, would have had 27 inches of rain. And right now, we're at 7 inches of rain, and there is no snow in the mountains. And the river, I have never seen it this low, and especially in the winter when the snow melts and things are starting to turn to spring. Now, we have weather that goes up below freezing, and then it's up over 60 degrees during the day. This is never before happened, and I can only guess what's going to happen in California. They're going to be a desert this summer. There will be crop failures. There will be expensive vegetables going up in price because it's not available. And there will be a bunch of farmers that default because of Colorado not being able to supply the water to California.
Rick, I absolutely believe what you're saying. There's no question about it. As a farmer, I can see it. Rick, when we come back on the other side of the top of the hour news and commercial announcements, I'd like to talk about the sun. I'd like to talk about my experience yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I'll tell you more about it when we come back. This is USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And let's have a Fukushima update. There's some serious problems with Fukushima. We'll get into that right after these few short commercial announcements and the top of the hour news. I like to listen to the news. I like to listen to what the first golfer is saying and the lies he tells. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.